This is Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. All this summer, we're airing stories and memories of rural life from those who work the land and grow the food we all eat. My Farm Roots is a collaboration between Harvest Public Media and KUNC.
I'm Jacob McClelland, reporting for Harvest Public Media. As a child, Robert Harris Jr. worked the cotton fields of southeastern Missouri's Boot Heel. Like many sharecroppers' children, he fled that life. Now, four decades later, the harvest is calling him again, this time to grow food for the needy in a bunch of community gardens in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I caught up with him in a garden beside a food pantry where he distributes some of his produce.
My name is Robert Harris Jr., and I'm a master gardener. And I have 7 community garden projects scattered around Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I raise gardens for the poor, the needy, seniors, for the pantry that you see right over there. I am really from the Missouri Boot Heel, which is the southern part of the state. I was born outside of New Madrid, and it was so little sharecropper shack, I guess you would say. I grew up in the summertime when school was out. It was chopping cotton. And when the cotton got too big to chop in mid-July and into August, we had to pitch watermelons. And we loaded trucks, you know, in the Boot Heel. We lived in a little settlement, It was a group of African-Americans that found out there was some land for sale, known as Haywood City. It was land that was available. It was a chance to own something. And a lot of those people that migrated from Mississippi to the new ground, that area right there was where we all tended to settle. I found out later on that I had a gift for growing plants. What I like about gardening is watching everything start from the seed when this was just a bare spot of ground, and now it's where it is now. And knowing that this right here is going to go over across to this building next to us, I just love the harvest of it all. I've seen hunger, and I've been hungry, and I've seen people who worked all their lives, and they died with nothing, and they died really hungry. And that haunts me to this day, to see 65, 70-year-old people out there in the field, out there chopping and working and trying to make a day in the fields. I've always seen these people go home with not enough. Not enough to eat. Some of them, what little bit they had to eat, that was all they had. And I couldn't change things then. And I can do a little bit now. But that's what drives me.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can hear other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.